Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning, Raymond Bamsey Manson Jr. That's a mouthful. He's created the world of Bamsey Baby, Bamsey Baby Productions. And how are you this morning?
Yeah, it's pretty good, Twanda. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What were you doing before you created Bamsey Baby?
Okay, but before, I want to thank God and I want to thank you, Twanda, for giving me another opportunity to spread this message, you know. So what I was doing before that, I worked for a pharmaceutical company for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
15 years, and I decided to go out on faith and to find my purpose in life,
right.
Which is to inspire the kids to make right choices in life by wearing their thinking caps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So... Yes. So how did you come up with Bamsey Baby?
Well, actually, I had, on the Pro United Foundation, I host this teen talk show called Real Teen Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with the teenagers at the age of 12, 13, and 14, they were setting their ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their hygiene, their respect level, they study habits, they diet. They were setting their ways at that age.
Mm.
So I was like, wow. So I knew I had to catch them, you know, early before that, because
yes.
I know the first 5 years is the critical time. Mm-hmm. You can teach a child anything mm-hmm. in the first 5 years. And actually, when I got the knowledge that the government, based on a third grade score, that's how they determine how many prisons to build,
wow.
right? So I knew it was something that had to be done. So God gave me a vision to reach the kids and inspiring them to make right choices in life by wearing their thinking caps,
mm-hmm.
because we know that a lot of our kids, you know, they're making bad decisions each and every day. Every day.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So you created Bamsey Baby. Why
yes.
Bamsey? Where did Bamsey come from?
Well, Bamsey, that's my middle name, in fact. That's a name that I had since before I was born.
Really?
Yes, and people used to always make fun of my name, but and it's catchy. I must say, it's always been catchy, and I knew it was gonna be something related to something one
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
And but when God put it in my heart to use me per se
mm-hmm.
to reach the kids, because that's one of the things I'm very, very passionate about is, you know, inspiring the kids. And my name, Bamsey, that's something that always been really catchy for a lot of people.
That's
so
really
used,
interesting.
You know, so I came up with Bamsey Baby.
Did you ever ask your parents why they named you Bamsey, middle name?
Yeah. Well, actually, when I was inside my mother's room, I was always kicking and bamming all the time. And I'm from New Orleans. I'm a native of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to call me Bam Bam because I always used to Bam 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 in her side of her stomach. And this lady across the street, you know, she had an accent, a real accent. And she used to say, "Hi, Bamsey doing? How's Bamsey doing?" Right? So everybody picked up on Bamsey. And they started calling me Bamsey. In fact, that was going to be my first name
wow.
until I came out. And, you know, they thought it was going to be a female.
Mm-hmm.
So by me being a male, they were like, wow, okay, we can't name him Bianca because that's the name they had for me.
Uh-huh.
And it was gonna name me Bianca, but my father's sister was like, "Oh, Raymond, he looks just like you, Raymond." So they named me Raymond Bamsey Manson.
What a great story! That's a great story. So talk about this mission that you have for Bamsey Baby, for Bamsey.
Yes. Well, it's one. It's very critical right now in this time we live in, because our kids. When I say they're making so much of a bad decision,
mm-hmm.
and with this whole thing with Bamsey Baby want to remind every child globally that if you believe it, you can achieve it by making the right choices
mm-hmm.
and wearing your thinking cap.
Mm-hmm.
So I created, of course, Bamsey Baby, which is the main character. I have Big Biscuit. He deals with health awareness and bullying. I have Layla. She deals with advocacy and disrespectfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And I have DJ, and DJ deals with safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a dog named Gino. He deals with animal cruelty and reminding the kids the responsibility of having a pet.
Wow.
So, yeah, so God gave me this whole vision
mm-hmm.
to reach the kids, because not only the characters that we have, we also have the reading books, we have the comical aligned books, We have the coloring books. We also have music. We also have the clothing line, which is the T-shirt says, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the thinking cats. And we have the thinking bands. We have the alkaline thinking water. We have the thinking socks. So everything it is, everything we have, the tools that we're using, is to remind kids to think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a constant reminder.
It is a constant reminder. And, you know,
yes.
I'm still telling my 20-year-olds to think. Think before you do things. Think. I mean, we all have to really think about things before we do them. And a lot of times we don't. And that's when we create problems for ourselves.
Absolutely.
So talk about what you do, the services you provide when you go out. I met you at the Natural Hair Convention out in Gwinnett. And Bamsey Baby was there.
Yes. I mean, our whole mission would be global, would be everywhere.
Yeah.
So whenever there's an event, we want to be there, presence,
mm-hmm.
just to remind people to think. And we go to different schools, assemblies, even daycares. And we go to elementary schools, middle school, high school. Even we go to the prison system as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we go to different functions and festivals that's out. In fact, we're going to be at the Essence Festival.
All right.
Yes, and so our whole thing is to be global and just to remind people, not just kids, now people
mm-hmm.
everywhere, just to start thinking before they act.
I think that helps
yes.
also, you know, the kids to be more self-confident when they
yes.
kind of know. Because, you know, you think about, especially middle school kids, man, they're just trying to figure it out.
Yes, exactly.
You know, which way am I going to go? Am I going to be a good kid? Am I going to be a bad kid? Am I going to be, you know, and so teaching them before that, I think
mm-hmm.
will lead to better outcomes in middle school and, of course, in high school.
Absolutely, because it's so crazy. When I did a real team talk, Pro United, founded under TJ Baptiste, mm-hmm. where she's we're dealing with that, it's like, I was so surprised when the kids at the age of 12 and 13 were set in their ways.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, how you could be set? You just started.
Right.
Well, you still started living.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why I knew we had to catch them early.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer. In fact, it's a biological fact that if you catch them in the first 5 years and you instill that positivity in them, that it can make a difference in their future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You say you want to leave no child untouched.
No child.
I won't touch
every child. I'm touching. In fact, I'm doing something right now with dealing with. I'm writing a book for blind kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to do something in the future for even deaf kids. You know, I want to touch everybody.
Okay.
You know, and let them know that you can do whatever you want to do in life and be whatever you want to be in life. But first thing is first is you making the right choice.
Right.
Yeah.
So talk about the musical part to this.
The music part is off the chain,
music.
Man.
Kids
I can't even
music.
Express. I can't express myself enough. It's like the music is so awesome. The kids gravitate to it so well. I'm not even going to say it was surprising because I know when God has his hands in, everything is good.
That's right.
So it's the fact that for them to love it and demand it,
mm-hmm.
and get all excited because the program I have is IMR, meaning inspire, maintain, and remind.
Mm-hmm.
And inspire, the I is the inspire, so I go and do my presentation. And the M is the maintain. I use the music to maintain the message from the I
mm-hmm.
because we know that the kids' attention spans is real short. So I use music
mm-hmm.
to catch their attention. And the music is a reminder from the I. And the R is the reminder, meaning like the books, the thinking T-shirts, the hats, the armband, the
mm-hmm.
socks, the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the water is a very critical part of it because 65% of the kids is dehydrated because
yes.
they drink soda all the time
Kool-Aid,
and not enough water.
Whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, and they dehydrate, and the teachers and the parents don't understand why the kids can't really focus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically because they dehydrated.
Mm.
You don't have to be passed out you don't have to be laid out on the ground to be dehydrated.
Right.
You know?
That's so true.
Right. That's so a lot of kids are dehydrated. In fact, 65% of the people is dehydrated. So with this Bam's Baby Alkaline Thinking Water is so critical because the molecules of it is so small to the point it goes straight to the source, which
mm-hmm.
is your brain first.
Mm-hmm.
It hydrates your brain. And then it goes to the larger organs. You know, but when you drink regular water, when you drink, you ever felt like when you drink water and you just shake left to right and you can hear the water in your stomach?
Yes.
You can feel it in your stomach? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's because the molecules is real heavy. It doesn't go to the source as fast as alkaline water.
Yeah, alkaline water is good for you.
Yes.
It really is. And no diseases can really live in an alkaline body.
Not a highly alkaline water.
Yes.
A highly alkaline body, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. That's so true. You started this business in 2013.
Yes, and, the end of it. In fact, December.
So were you in New Orleans or were you here?
I was here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Atlanta for like 20 plus years.
Oh, okay. Okay. Still got that New Orleans accent.
Yeah, I go home so much, so, you know, it is in me.
Mm-hmm. So taking Bamzy Baby around the world is really great. And tell people how they can find you. You know, you go out and you do presentations. You come out and do things with the kids. So tell folks how they can reach out to you.
Yes. I have an Instagram, which is Bamzy Baby. Bamzy Baby. I have Facebook, Bamzy Baby Productions. I have a website, bamzybaby.com. I'm going to spell it out. It's bamzybaby.com. And on Facebook, it's one word, Bamzy Baby, bamzybaby on Facebook. But we're also on Twitter as Bamzy Baby. And our merchandise is on Amazon as well.
Oh, okay. At Bamzy Baby?
Find, mm-hmm. Yeah, at Bamzy Baby or even Raymond Manson.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also have a GoFundMe account because we know that a lot of people like, well, I don't have kids. But it's not the fact that you don't have kids to support. It's the fact that you should want to support because the fact that it's our future, you know. And so I inspire everybody. In fact, I challenge everyone to go and support the whole movement, the Thinking Awareness Movement with Bamzy Baby because this is so powerful. And people is gravitating to it, and people loving it. And I'm going all over the world, and that's my goal, to go all over the world and inspire kids and people that, look, we can be and do whatever we want to do and be. And it's so important, so important.
Yep, put your thinking cap on.
Yes, yes. I also want to thank my team as well, because without them and good Lord, it couldn't be possible for me to get this done. You know, I couldn't do this by myself at all.
Of course not.
You know? I want to thank my illustrator, Will Talzam, and I want to thank Shauna Snogan, TJ Batiste. I want to thank Roxanne Feltz, Wanda Johnson, Delaney Bowie. I want to thank Sade, Chanel Johnson. Just so many people I have on a support team. Rochelle Flemings. I want to, you know, there's so many people I have on my team that
you know
go actually.
You should start calling names because you might forget somebody.
Yeah, I could go on and on and on.
Yes, yes, yes. I want you to talk about for a moment, though, since you started in 2013, about the impact of your thinking cap and Bamzy Baby. What has been the impact of it?
I promise you, the kids, I get a lot of testimonies. And a lot of parents come to me and tell me their kids, like, remind them, like, Mommy, you don't have your seatbelt on. You know, put your thinking cap on, Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, Mom, in fact, I was at the store a couple of times, and this one incident that happened in particular, this young man came to me, the child came to me, like, hey, Bamzy Baby, if I believe it, I can achieve it, you know? And that's very, very, like, emotional to me because I'm like, wow, this is really making an impact because
right.
a lot of kids and people they're remembering the whole message,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's like I say, it's a constant reminder, and this is the fact that kids and people and kids, this kids, I'm gonna speak on kids right now. It's because the kids just taking it in and accepting it. It makes all the difference.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. You can go to bamzybaby.com, Bamzy Baby Productions on Facebook, and Bamzy Baby, Bamzy Baby. The new book, the first book, is Bamzy Baby's First Day of School. It is awesome. And then you've got Bamzy Baby Phonics Activity Workbook for your smaller kids. So it's wonderful. You can go there, buy the products. If you want Raymond to come out with Bamzy Baby, make sure that you reach out to him. And Bamsey, where would they do that?
Yeah, actually, you can call. This number is 678-300-6680. 678-300-6680. And once you dial that number, I can dispatch you to my PR person, which is TJ Batiste and Wanda Johnson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, you book a session or whatever you want to do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Raymond Bamsey Manson Jr. joins us today. The name of his company is Bamsey Baby Productions. And so proud of what you're doing and impacting our kids. Thank you so much, Raymond.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Tawana.